For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. Since Democratic Governor Roy Cooper took office in 2017, he's faced veto-proof supermajorities in both legislative chambers. Democrats' best chance to break that is with a pickup of 4 seats in the House this November, and 2 Western North Carolina races will prove pivotal in that effort. 2 competitive state House races in Haywood County could have a major impact on the state's next legislative session. To explain why, here's Western Carolina University Poli-Sci and Public Affairs Department head Chris Cooper with a little schoolhouse rock on how a bill becomes law in North Carolina.
Essentially, a legislator, a member of the General Assembly, brings it up, gets routed to a committee. Once it gets voted out of the committee, goes to the floor, goes to the other chamber, then it lands on the governor's desk from there, and then the governor's got some options before him.
If the governor signs it, it becomes law. If not, it goes back to the General Assembly, which can override the governor's veto with 72 votes in the House. Right now, Republicans have 75. But all 120 House seats are up for election this year, and while many of them won't change parties, some of them will. If Democrats can win 4 more than Republicans, Cooper's veto power will actually be worth something.
If Governor Cooper does not get some help in Raleigh, he's not going to be able to be effective.
That's Myrna Campbell, former aide to Congressman Heath Shuler and chair of the Haywood County Democratic Party since 2015. Haywood is split and has 2 representatives, both Republicans, Swain County's Mike Clampett and Yancey County's Michelle Presnell. Presnell's seeking her 4th term and will face Haywood Democrat Rhonda Shandoval, who she defeated in 2016 by 10 points in a district where Roy Cooper lost by 17 and Hillary Clinton lost by 32.
I'm very optimistic. Rhonda, she's actually been working. She took a few months off, you know, after the election, but she's actually been working since then, and she's had a steady presence in all 3 counties. So the energy has been building consistently since actually 2016.
The other race is Western North Carolina's longest-running feud. Clampett will yet again square off against a man Chris Cooper says is a very familiar foe.
It's a bit of a Groundhog Day. It's really the 4th Groundhog Day we've had. Joe Sam Queen had held that seat. Mike Clampett ran against him and lost. He ran against him and lost. He then ran against him and won barely in 2016. And so now Joe Sam Queen is running as the challenger, and Mike Clampett is running as the incumbent. So it's the same characters, just with slightly different roles this round.
Clampett won in 2016 by just 277 votes in one of the closest races in the entire state. This year, his opponent Queen holds sizable leads in cash on hand and total raised for the cycle. Presnell and Shandoval both have less cash on hand compared to 2016. But this time, Shandoval's raised almost 4 times as much as Presnell.
Money's going to matter, but these are relatively inexpensive races, right? So if you sort of compare the 119 and the 118 to the rest of the state, you can win these races with a lot less money. And so Joe Sam Queen has a pretty big fundraising advantage over Mike Clampett, but to be fair, he had a pretty big fundraising advantage over Mike Clampett last time, and Clampett barely pulled it out.
Money may matter, but what may matter more this year is the man in the White House and the R next to his name. Over the past 2 years, President Donald Trump has energized voters on both sides of the aisle, and if history's any guide, he'll again have an impact on races across the country, as well as in the Republican effort to retain supermajorities in North Carolina.
In the midterm of a first term of a presidential term, we would expect to see the opposing party do better. In other words, we would expect, all else being equal, Democrats to do a little bit better this time than the Republicans, just like the Republicans did a little bit better than the Democrats last time, all else being equal.
That edge alone may not be enough to push Rhonda Shandoval over the top in the 118th district, but it could make or break Joe Sam Queen.
So what that means is, in a close race, like the 119 in particular, you might give the edge a little bit to Joe Sam Queen over Mike Clampett, given the national environment.
Early voting in North Carolina begins Wednesday, October 17th, in advance of the general election on Tuesday, November 6th. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.